It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. The Buena Vista School District has been dissolved after struggling with insolvency. The students will find themselves in one of three surrounding school districts this fall, one of them being the Saginaw Intermediate School District. Dr. Richard Syrek is superintendent of SISD, and he joins us now. Dr. Syrek, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
As superintendent of Saginaw Intermediate School District, what are your most pressing concerns at this time?
That we make this transition as smooth as possible. And that means the registration, that means the busing, that means what school they'll go to. And the other issue that's very important to the parents is having a means to go into the schools, their new schools, and meet the principal, see the building and the rooms, so there's some idea of what the new building looks like. So I think all of that right now is that smooth transition is the major issue.
Are you getting any additional support from the state?
What happens, each of the districts will receive 10% above their foundation grant for any of the BV students that enter their schools.
Okay. Now, Buena Vista is a rural district. How big of a culture shift will this move be for those kids and for kids who are already in SISD?
Well, probably not a huge amount, because there's an urban area of Buena Vista, and that urban area of students will be going to Bridgeport and to the city of Saginaw.
Now, logistically, there have to be some challenges to accommodate new students. Are you looking at hiring new teachers? Do you have the physical space for these kids?
Well, the districts we're talking about, I think what they'll do is be very conservative. So what they'll do is find out how many students will be enrolling and then make their decisions on the teachers that they need to hire at that point based on students that are in the seats.
So between now and September, when school starts, what's going to have to happen between now and then to make sure each district is prepared?
Yes. Well, we're going to have another community forum next week, Tuesday, on the 13th, and we're going to have all three districts at the forum, and we're going to ask parents of these students to go to a room where the school district will present registration forms, will present transportation issues, schools, all of those things will be presented by the district where the students will now attend. And then they can ask questions as well and decide. So there'll be a much better idea of where they're going to go, how they're going to get there, and what needs to be done for registration. There'll be much more done at that point. A lot of these kids still aren't going to register. As much as we tell them, my guess is you're still going to get an influx of kids day one.
How challenging of an issue is transportation for these kids?
It's a major issue. We had a community forum 2 weeks ago as well. And that was the major question asked by the parents, was are we going to be transported? How will we be transported? So it's a major issue for the parents.
Ultimately, you have to turn your eyes to the kids and what's best for them. And I'm sure you're hearing concerns from parents. What do you say to parents? What's the best way they can support their kids through this transition?
Work with them, talk with them, bring them to the school that they're going to be attending, walk them through that school, especially if they're a youngster. Have them go into that school and get them comfortable with the new surroundings.
Dr. Richard Syrek is superintendent of the Saginaw Intermediate School District. Dr. Syrek, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.